The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's our number 3 and a perfect time for Scandal Radio. That's right, Brett Favre. We do a full deep dive, Brett Favre theme, Maller monologue, and a whole lot of trouble for welfare fraud in Mississippi. Should Brett Favre be removed from the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame? What is the punishment going to be for Brett Favre, and will Favre ever be allowed back in polite pigskin society? We'll talk about all that and more right now in our number 3. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame, but for many, he is now in the Hall of Shame. Who is he? I will announce my pronoun in a minute. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere. It's a partnership. The Maller Militia, united as one, as we be all we can be. Kind of. That's a military slogan. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. On the vast and outrageously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bowl. Just a bowl of cherries. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our lead this hour coming from the files of Scandal, a former NFL icon, a Green Bay sensation of Packer Nation. Now a shameful miscreant, the Brett Favre story. Now, late last month, In case you have not been following along, I'll give you the bullet point recap here. The Cliff Notes version, or the Brett Notes version. So the media had tracked down the tax records that showed that Brett Favre's charity, Favre for Hope, had donated a bunch of money to the University of South Mississippi Athletic Foundation. In fact, when I say a lot of money, it's like more than $130,000. That's a lot of money to donate to a charity. So that's one thing. And during that time, Favre was trying to raise money for a new volleyball arena at the university. That's where he played football, and his daughter was on the volleyball. And so that's where the hullabaloo takes place, because there's a bunch of text messages and pretty direct evidence from Brett Favre's electronic devices that track back to Brett. And the funds are under the eye of the media and those investigating, supposedly in Mississippi. It is the largest public fraud case in that state's history, and they've had their share of fraud in the state of Mississippi over the years with the politicians. So Favre, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he's involved in this welfare scam, but he's not been charged yet. He received over $1 million in speaking fees. Let me repeat that for those of you in the back of the room. Brett Favre received $1.1 million to make speeches, which would have been fine, except he never actually made the speeches. He got paid anyway. Sign me up for that. I'll do some monologues, but if I don't have to do the monologues, even better. So the text messages show that Favre, from his phone there, was involved in diverting at least $5 million in welfare funds that were intended to go to people that needed it to eat and buy loaves of bread and vegetables and things like that to build a volleyball stadium. So that's the backstory, but have you heard the latest? Do you know the rest of the story, as the late, great Paul Harvey would say? Probably not. So many are calling for Brett Favre to be removed from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In fact, it was one of those online vote things, and like millions of people that voted on this. Shannon Sharp, who's in the Hall of Fame and a Fox Sports 1 commentator, recently said, absolutely not, when broaching the topic. But we would like to broach the topic right now. So let us discuss. Should Brett Favre be removed from the Hall of Fame? And the answer to that is no. No. He's not. Let's put it this way. He's not being removed from the Hall of Fame. So even if you think he should be, it ain't happening. I've got concrete, scarlet, and rehab. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a manageable Maller monologue. So number one. We do not support Brett Favre being evicted from the Canton, Ohio Museum. At the same time, we are not supporting what Brett Favre did by any means. Both these things can be true at the same time. Favre earned the gold jacket for his play on the field. He earned three straight MVPs. We don't need to give you all the accolades. And he was a supernova for the Packers for 15 seasons, bridging the early 90s all the way through the 2000s, the first decade of the 2000s before he left the Packers. Now, you add on the stats he got with the Jets and the Vikings in the end, and that's the full on-field performance. Now, it is impossible to actually remove Brett Favre from the Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you why, okay? It is set in concrete. It's not my opinion. It's not me saying there's no way. There's no way. If you were to compile a Venn diagram of people that in a perfect woke world were kicked out of the Hall of Fame, Brett Favre would be on the list, but he wouldn't be at the very top of the list. There's a guy, can I introduce you to O.J. Simpson? O.J. Well, he was found not guilty in a criminal court, but he was found guilty in a civil case of chopping two people's heads off in Brentwood in SoCal years ago. He's in the Hall of Fame. But the reason it's set in concrete, by rule, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has been asked about OJ and others over the years, and they say they do not remove enshrinees after they are elected. And that extends to even those that have been in prison, like OJ, who went to jail for stealing some memorabilia, of all things, not for killing people. But those that have done immoral things, rapists, for example, who are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, have not been removed from the Hall of Fame. They say, and they've been asked this a couple times over the years, once elected, nothing in the Pro Football Hall of Fame bylaws allow for the person to be removed as a Hall member. So that means that is persona non grata. If you want to relocate Brett Favre's bust, that's fine. That's fine. That brings us to page two. What is the actual punishment going to be? For those of us that have paid attention and you've read the story, I bet a lot of people haven't read the story. They probably read the headline on social media and haven't dug into the weeds on what Brett Favre actually did and the physical evidence that goes back to his electronic devices and what he was doing. So what, as far as the question, what is the punishment? Well, he's hired a defense attorney. We mentioned there's no criminal charges. So the only punishment at this point is going to be in the public square. Now, I have a sneaking suspicion that Brett Favre is up to some funny business right now. Is it true that Brett Favre is writing a check right now to donate to certain people that could come up with charges, prosecutors, if you will, that could come up with charges against Brett Favre? I'm just saying, is it possible that Brett might cut him a check? Little donation there from his personal fund, his slush fund, so he does not get charged. But as far as the public square, he's been tarred and feathered and all that, at least in the fake online world of the Matrix. Now, that's not the real world. We know that in the real world, things are much different. And we would be okay if the Hall of Fame wanted to add an annex, which is not getting rid of Hall of Famers, but a small addition. And they can move some of the more notorious figures in NFL history. Their bus can go over there and have a wing dedicated to those bad actors, if you will, the hooligans and the brutes and the welfare fraud artists of pro football. Now, Favre could have that side of the Hall of Fame. He could hang out. His bus could hang out with O.J. Simpson. Lawrence Taylor. Look up what Lawrence has been up to since he retired from the Giants. Ray Lewis, where's the white suit, Ray? Michael Irvin is on that list as well. They could all share space with the former Green Bay Pack. So let's get out the sewing machine here, and we can do some embroidery. And Brett Favre is on that list with OJ and Lawrence Taylor and those guys. And so we can add a scarlet letter to Brett Favre's clothing. The old cheesehead star, and that's how that can go. All right, final point. So will Brett Favre ever be allowed back into polite pigskin society? So ever is a long time. We think it's a long time. We all hope ever is a long time. We hope ever is not a short time. So we go down the road ever thinking there's a lot of time there. But painting a picture here, Brett Favre is never going to be fully canceled, using the terms of recent years here, in the sense that he's not going to vanish into thin air. Now, is he going to be invited back on radio shows and television appearances? Not anytime soon, right? But he's never going to vanish into thin air, and I'll tell you why. The sycophants, the jock sniffers, yeah, who worship athletes, and there's a whole generation, it's probably two generations that Favre crossed over. They're not going to give Favre the cold shoulder. And we anticipate that he'll turn to the old 90s alternative rock band, the Spin Doctors, a little damage control, turn it upside down, and they'll paint Brett Favre as the victim. In fact, his defense attorney, this guy that hasn't done a lot of cases in the last 20 years, the defense attorney said, we mentioned this in a previous episode of the show if you were listening, that he said that Favre was just trying to help out a university and trying to be the good guy and painting the picture like he doesn't really understand stuff, like he's an idiot. Essentially, that he was the victim of a corrupt group of Mississippi politicians. And time does heal all wounds. People forget. They move on. They've got things going on. The internet is forever, but not everyone's on the internet. And right now, Favre has a pocket full of kryptonite, which is not particularly good. But we'll see what happens next. So he's not going to be fully canceled, but the Hall of Fame will not remove Brett Favre from enshrinement. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. And if you would like to be part of this shindig and have your voice heard, you can call us up. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the show that way. So a star of arguably the greatest anomaly in the last 20 years in the NFL has made a big decision. Star of the greatest, arguably the greatest NFL anomaly in the past 20 years has had a decision, made a big decision. We will get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. He makes sure the show is running smoothly if it's something that goes wrong, and he's the guy who has to fix it. He also likes to cook from time to time. We'll talk about that in a minute. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24. Cooking with Roberto coming up in just a little bit, where he will share some of his favorite recipes. And now live from the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
We'd like to alert all the affiliates at a great highlight, one of the great highlights we've had. We're going to play that coming up in a couple of minutes. We began this hour with the Brett Favre scandal, the drama-o-rama about the former NFL player, as we do our first Brett Favre scandal monologue. He has not been charged with a crime yet, but he has already been found guilty. It's hard to argue that he's not guilty based on the text messages, if you've read those. Robin Vegas says, how dare you, Benjamin? How dare you soil the good name of my dear friend, the Juice, O.J. Simpson? I demand an immediate on-air apology. I am waiting.
What?
Keep waiting. Ferg Dog says, Brett Favre's Hall of Fame status is the least of his concerns. Has a Cooper fit or Wrangler weighed in on the controversy yet? I saw one of the sponsors said they're keeping Brett Favre. I saw there's some other sponsors that claimed that they're putting this on timeout until everything gets sorted out. Alf the Alien Opiner points out the Pro Football Hall of Fame is full of frauds and criminals and has no credibility. Sincerely, Muffet McGraw. Well, that's a fair point. A Sad Giant fan writes in, says, A-plus on the Maller monologue. You have to separate the art from the artist. Brett Favre was a Hall of Fame player when he played. He may be a piece of crap now. Maybe he always was, but it's unfair to erase history just because people that we look up to are not always good people off the field, says the Sad Giants fan. Dante writes and he says, this online cancel culture needs to stop. Brett effed up, yes, but why go after everything the guy accomplished? That's how the mob works, Dante. The mob attacks. It's always like this, he says. If you're not woke, they come out for everything you have, and they destroy your voice and ability to defend yourself. Yeah, it certainly seems to be the way of the world. Justin in Cincinnati points out that I failed to mention Warren Sapp and how he treated the hookers there, and he lost his NFL Network gig. But he's got some podcast now. He's back doing a podcast, right? He's got that going on. All right, take some calls here. It is a call-in show. 877-99 on Fox is the number. That's 877-996-6369. We'll also get to the star of one of the great NFL anomalies in the past 20 years who has made a decision. What is the decision? You'll find out. Let's go to Sean in Southern California. Sean's the guy that called up yesterday, even though we didn't know he was on hold, and he announced that he was heavily intoxicated. He was completely schnockered, and he is engaged. He was buying an engagement ring. We were talking about the wedding and all that. Hello, Sean. What's going on, Sean? Welcome.
Well, what up? That's my calling card. But, Ben, that's like 99% false. I was mildly intoxicated. I'm not engaged yet, and that's why
Hold on. All right. If you get pulled over while you're driving and you tell the officer, I'm only mildly intoxicated, do you still get a DUI?
Ben, I have the tolerance of you can't even understand. I can't put it into words. It's an incredible tolerance.
Can you show me a photo of your liver?
Well, I could, but I wouldn't want to look at it because it's bad news.
Yeah, I got you. And how old the guy are you again? How old are
you? I just turned 28.
28, my man. Come on now. All right. I love that you love the show and all. You got to be careful, though. I don't want you to go down the road. I don't know how long you've been listening there, Sean, but we had a guy named Beer Drinking Brian who called us up every night, completely hammered. Unfortunately, Beer Drinking Brian cannot call us anymore. He's crossed over the pearly gates. I'm just saying. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer here, Sean, but I want to see you around for a long time, my man. So how can we help you? What is going on? You said I gave erroneous information, so how can we help you?
Correct. Well, I mean, you can correct the record, but outside of that, I'm looking for advice on how to pop the question. You guys have all done it before. This is my deal. How do I pop the question?
All right, so this is very important, obviously, because the lady will remember this the rest of her life. She'll tell all her girlfriends. So you got to do it good, and if you screw this up, this becomes problematic. So it's very important. I engaged. There was this spot we used to kind of hang out with in L.A. There were a lot of fountains and things, and so that's where I popped the question. Eddie, where did you pop the question? Was it at a football game, Eddie? Where was it?
Yeah, it was kickoff of a Sunday night football game on Christmas Eve against the Broncos in San Diego.
Okay, so Eddie did it at a football
on the Jumbotron or not?
No. Just right before the kickoff, and yeah. I figured, you know, my wife loves Christmas and she loves the Chargers, and hopefully she loved me, so figured that was the perfect time.
Took a shot. You figured she wouldn't leave because she wanted to watch the game, so she couldn't leave anyway. Roberto, any big proposal? Roberto?
On a cruise.
On a cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Where was the cruise?
It was a Cabo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Coop, you want to?
Racist.
Want to share anything here, Coop, with the class? Or
I did it at a poker game.
Yeah.
I met my fiance playing poker, and I ordered a custom deck of cards, and so it seemed like we were just playing a regular game, and I made it so that we set the deck so that she got pocket aces and raised and everybody folded except for me. I stayed in the hand, and then the flop said, "Will you marry me?" on the cards.
Damn, Coop is the only romantic there.
Oh, screw you. I was at a fountain, okay? I got down on a knee at a fountain. You know how hard it is for me to get on a knee? Anyway, so what was your girlfriend into, Sean? What is she into?
Like,
what?
Well, you know, so we met at the LA Zoo. So I'm thinking
perfect. You should take her to the old LA Zoo. They still have that. The old LA Zoo. You can walk around there.
It's terrifying.
A lot of
I've been there. It's scary.
Well, there's a lot of gangsters and stuff. But it's kind of during the day, it's all right, I think.
She goes to CSUN, like you said.
Okay. So you can do the zoo. What, have you been to other zoos? Have you been to, like the San Diego Zoo is a legendary zoo.
That's a nice zoo, yeah, but I mean that's not where we met. Like,
all right, well, then boom, take her to the LA Zoo, and while an elephant's taking a dump, get down on a knee and say, "Will you marry me?"
Nah, see if you talk to some people at the zoo, see if you can like figure out like a way to for like the koala to have the ring or something.
Yeah. Get one of the monkeys to give a ring out.
Yeah, the gorillas take a dump and they gotta find the ring and pull it out.
That'd be funny. I bet you they'd do it if you pay them. They'd probably do anything if you pay them. They'd be like, sure, why not?
Coop, there goes your romantic status.
When are you when are you going to do this?
That's why I'm calling you, Ben. You let me down, man.
No, hold on. I feel like I'm getting dissed for this idea, and it's brilliant. Tell me, because certain zoos have, like, you know, you can pet the koalas or hold the koala things. Tell me if you're not doing one of these, and she's, like, holding a koala, and she's like, "Oh, my God, it's so cute." And it's got, like, a ring in a box, and she's like, and it's trying to hand it, and she's like, "What's this?" And then you get down on one knee. Tell me that she would have just start crying and say yes right then and there.
Wait, how about this one? How about this one, Sean? How about you go really corny, and you go to where the goats are, and you put the ring around the neck of the goat, and then you go over the goat, and you say, "You know, you're the goat of women, so here's the ring."
Ah,
you know?
Yes!
How about that? Come on!
Who is that, Shirley?
During Christmas time, Ellie's who's got the zoo lights. It's really nice. A good idea. Yeah. Also.
Or if you want to scare her, get the Komodo dragon to come over. That'll really scare her. Anyway.
Didn't he eat someone like 10 years ago or something?
All right, listen. Good luck, Sean. Wait.
What's my name? What's my nickname, Ben?
I don't. There were a few people that sent stuff in. Nothing seemed that good to me. So if anybody wants to give, Sean's now called 2 days in a row. So
yeah,
if somebody wants to, what?
I spent an hour on hold because I want a nickname. What's my? Like, come on.
This doesn't work like that. I can't just force a nickname.
Yeah, it has to be natural.
Yeah. Yeah. Your nickname is Vomit Sean. What do you want? I mean, come on. All right. Thank you, Sean. We have too much or not enough. If you want to play too much or not enough, call right now. See if the guy there in the Big O wants to play, Coop. If he's sorry, he's on hold. I don't know if he wants to play or not.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We've got a radio game show coming up here. It's very exciting. I know you're looking forward to that. We had some nickname suggestions for this guy, Sean, that just called up here. Let's see, page down. Late Night Drug Tester says Sean's nickname should be Unwanted Proposal Sean. It doesn't really flow. A good nickname's got to have some symmetry to it. That doesn't really work.
I feel like his nickname should be something about him wanting a nickname like Too Bad. Like, you know what I mean? He's like the nickname horror. I don't know.
Well, there was a guy, no nickname. We had a guy whose nickname was no nickname, whatever. We could bring that back. That guy doesn't call the show anymore. Who's the guy? Man, there were a few guys that have called up and begged for nicknames, and then we gave them like really terrible nicknames just to annoy them and upset them. Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan, says the way you proposed to your girlfriend, Coop, one of the cool ones I've heard in a while. So I guess he disrespected us, Eddie, and Roberto.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, disrespect. It's not right. Justin points out if you do take your bride-to-be to a zoo to propose, don't go to the Cincinnati Zoo. That's got a bit of a reputation there back in the day. Just Josh, I don't think we can say that phrase, but there's a term he has for Sean that I don't think we're allowed to say on the radio. So, Sean, we're working on that. We're efforting that right now. But right now, before we effort that, we've got a lot to get to. So let's hit that button right there. Here we go.
It's another Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
And let's play the game. Too much or not enough. We have listener Nathan, who's in NorCal. They're in Stockton. And he is going to play the game. Hello, Nathan. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
If I was any better, I'd be Sean, but not that guy Sean that just called up because he was annoying me at the end there. Actually, he annoyed me at the beginning of the call. But anyway, that's not your problem. Nathan, what do you got going on there in beautiful Stockton?
I am waiting for the train to keep going. It's like backing up and going back and forth. I'm working right now, door dashing.
Oh, okay. So you're delivering some food or something like that?
Yeah, but I'm trying to stay out of the Stockton area because there's like a serial killer going on
right
now.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I saw that. Yeah. And the guy just like he's been shooting random people, right?
Yeah.
What a loser, man! I hope that guy fries, loser.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play the game. Good luck. Stay safe there as you drive around, Nathan. You got to get three questions right. If you get three right, I'll give you a golden ticket, but you could possibly get all five right. All the answers are either too much or not enough. Good luck to you. And here we go. Question number one. The NL East is the eighth division since 1969 to boost multiple 100-win teams. Is that too much or not enough?
Oh, that's too much.
All right, Nathan says too much. Let's find out if he's right. There you go. That is correct. Too much. It's the sixth time that it has happened, the Braves and Mets over the 100-win mark. Question number two. With the Mariners making the playoffs, the longest playoff drought in the big leagues is 9 seasons. Is that too much or not enough?
That's not enough.
Not enough. All right. Let's find out. It's too much, and it will likely be too much for a long time because they keep adding wild card teams, and they're going to add even more wild card teams. So the answer is too much. The longest drought is now 7 seasons. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers and the Anaheim Angels of Temecula, who are tied right there. Question number three. You're 1-1. Can't run the board, but you can still win the game. Question number three. The Lions are the fourth team in the Super Bowl era to have both the passing touchdown leader and the rushing touchdown leader through 4 games. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
Not enough. Let's find out if it is not enough. That is correct. Question 3 is right, so you're 2-1. They are the 6th team, the Lions, to do it. So good job by you. When we get to question 4, this could be the final question that we ask to Nathan, who's trying to avoid the bad guy who's running around shooting people there in Stockton, California. Question number 4. Justin Herbert just became the 5th quarterback in NFL history to throw for 300-plus yards in 7 consecutive road games. Is that too much or not enough?
That's going to be not enough.
This is. You sure you want to go with that?
Yeah, not enough.
Can't change your mind.
It's either 7 or 8. I can't think of what it is, but I believe it's not enough.
All right. The man's very stubborn. He would not allow me to change his answer. Let's find out if he's right.
Yeah, oh.
I tried to help you. Too much. He's only the second quarterback to do it, joining Rich Gannon, former MVP with the Raiders back in the day. All right, comes down to this. Final question.
All right, bring it.
You either win or you get off the pot, and that's how the way this works, Nathan. Question number 5. Matthew Stafford threw his 22nd career pick 6 on Monday Night Football. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
All right. He says not enough. If you've been paying attention, you should get this one right, because I believe I mentioned this earlier in the show. Let's find out if he was paying attention for the win or the loss. It all comes down to this. You can cut the emotion with a butter knife. Let's find out. That's a winner! Yeah. Congratulations, Nathan. Not enough. It was the 28th career pick 6. Tied with Joe Namath, one behind Dan Marino and a few behind Brett Favre. So congratulations, Nathan. What kind of food are people buying late at night in the Stockton area?
There's a couple taquerias open, Burger King. Denny's is pretty popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Getting Denny's on. I like eating Denny's every once in a while, but I like to eat it when it's like right away, not on, you know, sitting in a
Exactly.
Yeah. I got you. All right. Well, thank you, Nathan. Hope everyone gives you big tips. Thank you, buddy. Good luck.
All right. All right. Thank you.
There you go. Stay safe. All right. There you go. Nathan, another happy game show contestant. People got a lot of money if you're ordering Denny's to get delivered at 2 a.m. Like, it's good for guys like Nathan. I hope you tip a little bit. All right, we have Cooking with Roberto. Before we get to that, an announcement. Blake Bortles, one of the great stars of the anomaly that was the Jacksonville Jaguars. Remember they made the AFC Championship game a couple years back and were leading, I believe, at halftime, and then they fell apart? Well, Blake Bortles has announced his retirement. He did it in a recent podcast interview. The former Jacksonville Jag quarterback has decided that that's it. That's all she wrote. No more football for me. He ends his career after being drafted the 3rd overall pick in the 2014 NFL draft with a losing record and 103 touchdowns and 75 interceptions. He was 25 games under 500 in his career. But he always has that magical 2017 season when Jacksonville went 10-6 and defied the space-time continuum, where they went out and got to the AFC title game before they lost late to the Patriots. And then they wet the bed the next year, and that was it. They broke that team up. What are we doing? Cooking with Roberto. Roberto, what do we got in the kitchen?
My famous salsa roja, man.
All right. We'll make salsa roja. Roberto's spin on salsa roja. Into the kitchen we go. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content on The Ben Maller Show, 14,400 seconds each night. That is a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help The Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-mucks. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Into the kitchen we go. A weekly staple of this radio program. A self-made man.
That's right.
Didn't go to some culinary art school. No, no, no. This is a Fox Sports Radio exclusive. Nobody else has this content. Cooking with Roberto. He learned getting his hands dirty.
That's right.
These are authentic recipes from the old country mixed with his own punch.
That's right.
His own punch. And what do we have today, Roberto?
Well, today I'm going to give the recipe for my red salsa or salsa roja. This is one of the first things I ever learned how to cook from my mom.
Okay.
And my salsa is not better than my mom's. She would admit it, and she'll tell you to your face.
Take that, Mom!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How hard is it to make this?
Very simple stuff.
Very simple stuff. Simple stuff.
All
right.
Yeah. And all these ingredients you can get online. If you can't get it where you are, you get it online. It's a Walmart or Target. You know, get it delivered to your house. You can make this authentic salsa roja at home, okay? This is a no-drip salsa. This salsa is the bomb, all right?
Yeah. We like that. No drip.
No drip. This is one of the best salsas
you
ever
need
have.
That as you get
guarantee
older,
it. You know. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tell me about it. All right. So for this, we need 4 ounces of chile de arbol peppers, stems removed, 2 ounces of guajillo chili peppers, seeds and stems removed, pasillo ancho chili peppers, seeds and stems removed. This is what keeps the salsa sticking together and prevents it from dripping. These are great chili peppers. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Great example. It's a glue. 1 ounce California chili peppers, seeds and stems removed. And these, you can all get these in. These all already come pre-made in a bag. You get them in Walmart or Target, wherever wherever you prefer.
If they're not where you are, you can order them online.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. 1 pound tomatillos. All right. About 10 medium large tomatillos, husked and rinsed. 2 Roma tomatoes, 1 brown onion, 4 cloves of garlic, 2 tablespoons or more of kosher salt, baby, for
that's
my Jewish
right.
people.
Shalom.
Shalom, my friends.
Holidays are here.
Half a bunch of cilantro, 1.5 cups of water. All right?
All right.
So heat a griddle pan on medium-high heat and roast the chili de arbol peppers, all right? Using tongs, roast both sides of each pepper because it's going to be hot. These peppers get hot fast. Try to heat them on both sides if you can. Once roasted, transfer them over to a medium-sized pot with 1.5 cups of water on medium heat. All right? Very simple stuff.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next, roast the pasilla ancho, guajillo, and California peppers. Using tongs, roast both sides of each pepper. Once they are roasted, transfer them over to the same pot with the chile de arbol peppers. Next, roast the onion and garlic cloves and add them to the same pot with all the peppers. Keep the pot on the simmer to soften the peppers as much as possible. All right? You got to soften the peppers up to make a great salsa. All right.
Okay.
Soften that up. So simmer. Using tongs or kitchen mitts, put aluminum foil on top of the same griddle pan just used for the peppers. Add the tomatillos and Roma tomatoes. Roast them until they have softened and each tomatillo has completely changed in color. Tomatillos and tomatoes should be roasted all the way around. All right.
All the way.
Don't
go half-ass on this.
Nah.
People. Come on.
Next, add all the peppers and ingredients from the pot from the pot that you had on simmer to about 72-ounce blender. All right? Add a tablespoon of kosher salt.
That's a big blender.
That's a big blender, baby. That's right. Yeah. It's a ninja for me.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Let the ingredients sit for about 5 minutes before blending to avoid an explosion. All right? Let it sit for a little while. It's just going to blow up your blender. You don't want that.
Boom.
It's a mess, man. It's very frustrating. All right? Next, add the tomatillos, tomatoes, and 1.5 and half a bunch of cilantro. Add another tablespoon of kosher salt and blend away. Check for flavor and add more salt if need be. Just like that, you got some authentic Mexican red salsa or salsa roja.
Nice. You'll tweet out that recipe right now. Yes,
baby, you got it.
Cooking with Roberto.
Boom, baby.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.